expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. To find out more about this talk show or other talk shows broadcasting on KUCI, log on to our website at kuci.org or check out the latest program guide.
Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I hope your Wednesday is off to a great start. I am so excited to share this week's guest. She is back again, director Varda Barkar, and we are talking about the PBS SoCal new documentary, The Cheech, and it is outstanding. I had a chance to view it, and she's going to join us in just a moment. I want to tell you a little bit about it. So PBS SoCal, Southern California's flagship PBS station, has announced the return of the original Emmy Award-winning arts and cultural series, Artbound. It's the 15th season of the one-hour documentary series. It kicks off with a look at the creation of a world-class art museum and education center dedicated to Mexican-American artists, the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture of the Riverside Art Museum, a.k.a. The Cheech, featuring interviews with actor and art collector Cheech Marin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So great to be here. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's been many years since I had you on the show.
I think, was it Big Boys was the last time we talked?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Great film. Great film. And I'm excited about this one. Let's start off by talking about how this project came to be, how you got involved in it.
Good question. Well, Nick Ja Kim, who is the producer of Artbound, approached me about, I guess, now it would be almost like about a year and a half ago.
Okay.
About making a film for them, for the series. At the time, I was still in the midst of production on another film I'm working on called Janice Ian Breaking Silence, about singer-songwriter Janice Ian. Anyway,
yes.
I was too absorbed with that project to be able to do another one properly. And so then a year later, he circled back, and we were in the very, very, very final stages of finishing. So it was possible. And when he told me about what the project was, which is about, you know, Cheech Marin and his passion for collecting Chicano art and his influence on the artist, I jumped on it. I'm, you know, an art lover and had done Fandango at the Wall, which is another film. I don't know if you know about it.
But, yes, I do.
And that one was based, you know, it was like kind of a binational project between the United States and Mexico. And it focused on the Sonorata artist in Mexico. And we did not touch upon Chicano culture, Chicano artists in that film.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that I wanted to do. It's like almost a companion piece in a strange sort of way. Anyway, so I decided to do it. So that's how it came about.
So, Varda, I know I was reading your bio, and if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with award-winning director Varda Barkar. You were born in England, and your mother was from South Africa, your father was Romanian, and by age 10, you had traveled and lived on three continents. Do you think this upbringing, this global perspective, shaped your desire to be an artivist?
100%. We did a sneak preview of The Cheech over the weekend in Riverside,
mm-hmm.
and Michael Govan, who's the executive director of LACMA, was the moderator, and he asked me, you know, how did it feel to be an outsider making this film? And it was a great opportunity for me to explain that I've come to realize, having kind of now reflected on the films I'm making and why I'm motivated to make them, that I, you know, definitely identify as an outsider in every culture because of my upbringing, not being from anywhere specific.
Mm-hmm.
And that in my films, I really like to explore the role of the outsider and their belonging and how the outsider is, in fact, part of society and how valuable and intricate and what a great contribution outsiders can make to society because of their ability to see things maybe outside and differently from the people within the culture.
Yes.
So that's definitely a theme that I embrace and celebrate and I'm drawn to.
Well, you did an outstanding job on this film. It's It's so powerful. How did you go about selecting the artist to be featured in this?
That's a very good question. Well, when we filmed, the whole project was done very quickly. I think we did it within the span from the first conversation to finishing it was about 6 months, which is very fast.
That is
for
fast.
A piece like this.
Yes.
And so it had to be very, the only way I could see I could pull this off was to really plan it super, super, super carefully. It's the most mapped out film I've ever done, you know, down to each section and whether it's going to be the artist or this or that. Anyway, the gallerist, you know, the museum, the studios. And the way that we selected the artist, actually, I've had to lean pretty heavily on two people. One is Nick, who I mentioned in the beginning at PBS SoCal. He himself is a passionate collector of Chicano art and the art lover across the board. And he's very well informed on these different artists. Also, there's a woman named Melissa who works very carefully with Cheech on his art collection. And she made recommendations. And then Alessandra Pasquino, who's going to be on our call as my producer on this project, is also very well versed in art. So I leaned on them to make suggestions. And then I looked at each of the artists, looked at their work. I searched for any kind of video there might be on them to see what their screen presence was, and then selected the artists according to the diversity of their work and the different points of views and perspectives they each bring, so that together they complement each other and create this greater whole. So that's how we went about doing that, or I went about doing
that. I loved it. I just love the layering of the stories. It reminded me of doing qualitative research where you have these different people sharing their perspectives, but then you see these underlying themes that keep popping up in the conversations. And I actually wrote down a couple things here. There were so many different artists. Was it Judy Baca who has the massive murals all over L.A.?
Yes, along L.A., all over L.A., and then she's got this one particular project she's dedicated herself, which is a mural along the L.A. River.
Yes. And it's massive. And it's beautiful.
It is. And we got really lucky because, well, I think so at least, because there was this kind of exceptional situation in which Michael Govan had invited Judy Baca to work on the mural within the walls of LACMA, which had never happened before. And what I really love about what that demonstrates is, first of all, how things have changed, because as he had said, she was relegated to painting in the streets because she couldn't get into a museum.
Yes.
Because as a Chicana artist.
Right.
And here she was in the museum, you know, working on this mural. And I just thought it showed so clearly, you know, the evolution of the relationship between Chicana art and mainstream art and how it's being accepted and embraced.
Yes. I wanted to also mention, she said some really powerful things. So many people did. But one of the things that Judy said was she wanted to educate the public, and her murals were for people who never went to a museum, and she was on a mission to transform people's mindsets about who these people were. And she felt that space and scale is power, just the way she said it in the film. And she wanted to paint the longest mural with the biggest story of the people who lived alongside the river.
Yeah, gives me chills.
It was so powerful. It was, and just made me want to go see it and study it and, you know, spend some time there. That's outstanding.
Yes. And I think what I also love about that is she demonstrates, as do the other artists, the important role that art plays in society and how it is both a reflection of the society and also is a transformational aspect of society. That it both reflects what it is, but it also creates change.
Yes.
And impacts it. And I think, you know, many times artists are relegated to the fringes, especially Chicano artists have, you know, historically been on the fringes of society.
Mm-hmm.
But or they've been perceived as some kind of a, you know, transactional, you know, we're going to make money off of this.
Sure.
But there's something so much deeper about art and its contribution to society.
Yes.
And she demonstrates that, as I think to the other artists and Cheech, you know, in his descriptions of the whole Chicano art journey.
Absolutely. And then there was Patsy Valdez. Am I saying her name correctly?
Yes.
She said that she took part in different walkouts in her school regarding racism, police brutality, and that I don't want to give so much away in the film, but I just felt like people make so many powerful statements. This is a very educational film to raise awareness. And I could almost see this, Varda, as, I don't know if you're planning this or they're planning this, but having a panel of a lot of the artists and doing a Q&A with Cheech and the artists. I just think that would be tremendous.
That would be amazing. I mean, there's something that Patsy said that really struck me, and I stayed on her for longer than usual after she said it, just to help audiences take it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that she was approached in the gallery, and someone said to you, "Well, what are you doing to help the cause, you know,
oh,
of
yes.
Chicano artists?" And she said, "Well, just by virtue of the fact that I'm a Chicana and I'm an artist,
yes,
is an act.
A political
you know,
act
activist.
In itself, yes.
Yes. And it's so true. And I think it's true of all artists, honestly, because of how difficult it is,
mm-hmm.
the life of an artist. You have to be so committed. And, you know, all the odds are against you that you're going to be able to, you know, succeed as an artist and make a living and have your work seen. And, you know, and here, I consider them warriors.
Sure. Well, and then think about what Cheech does. I mean, going to people's homes to see their work and then... This is the break that people would dream of.
Yes, that's also the way, I don't know if you noticed, the way we structured it. I tried to kind of demonstrate also on another level the kind of the journey of the artist, you know, the collector coming into a home like that,
mm-hmm.
and discovering this work and the transformation that takes place, you know, should the collector acquire it.
Yes.
You know, the gallerist. You know, the museum and all the roles, you know, through the artist's journey that is so critical and important. Social media, like Jaime talks about, Manuel talked
mm-hmm.
about how he posted on Instagram.
Yes.
And then someone saw it and they wanted to write an article about it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So you get to all these different touch points that you get to on another layer, you know, of the film.
Yes.
You get to understand how an artist breaks out.
Yes.
And what it takes, the community.
Absolutely. No, I thought it was outstanding. So let's talk about, you had a screening the other night, correct?
Yes, Sunday. Yes, on Sunday.
And tell me, what was their reaction?
Well, what we were amazed about, first of all, is that it was sold out. So it's quite a challenge these days to even get people into a theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we were amazed. And I think PBS SoCal was very happy that it sold out because it showed the level of interest in the film like this. And I was sitting in front, which I don't normally do,
mm-hmm.
but they had placed me there.
Okay.
So all I could do was hear the audience reactions, and I could hear people sniffing.
Oh.
I could hear the people were crying, and then people were laughing, and we were very happy. I don't know if you saw the whole reference to 420, and I didn't know
I
what
did.
That was.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't understand the impact that would have, but it was really, people were, you know, burst out laughing.
Yes. Had you not seen the Cheech and Chong movies?
I hadn't prior to this.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
And I didn't understand the whole 420 culture.
Sure.
You know, I mean, now I do.
Right.
But not
yeah.
at that point when I, because it all happened very quickly. I interviewed him very fast after,
mm-hmm.
You know, the idea came. I mean, I was just to focus on the art part of it. I'm
of
more
course.
Of an art person than a pop
yes.
culture.
Yes.
But yeah.
Outstanding. So tell me, where can people see this film?
It is going to be premiering this 15th season of Artbound.
Mm-hmm.
On PBS SoCal this Friday at 8 p.m.
Okay.
And then following the broadcast, it will be available through the PBS SoCal Passport, so anyone can see it. It will be streamable. And they also have a YouTube channel, and they'll be posting it up there as well. And then it's going to also have another, an additional broadcast next Wednesday on a sister station. I should remember what it was. But it'll have another broadcast, but it'll be available. And, you know, this Friday will be the most
Sure.
Fantastic time for everybody to watch it.
Yes.
It's the premiere.
And Varda, I put all the information at 8 p.m. I put all the information on the show blog, which is getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. So what else would you like listeners to know about this film?
I guess I would just love for them to really pay attention to all the layers and all the different things, that they can gain from it. And also those viewers who are, actually any viewer who is of mixed descent.
Yes.
I hope that they will see a reflection of the beauty that they can, immigrants and migrants, who might see it, that they get to see the beauty of a reflection of who they are and how they enrich society and make society more beautiful through their diverse point of views and perspectives.
Yes. And let me just tell listeners that the Cheech Marin Center for Chicano Art and Culture is at the Riverside Art Museum, and it has the Cheech Marin's art collection of more than 700 pieces by Mexican-American artists, and it's told through perspectives of established artists and those who know him best. And it's a really wonderful journey that you captured in this film.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, the museum is beautiful. Cheech's collection is magnificent and so soulful and powerful, and just people are really, hopefully listeners will go and visit the Cheech and enjoy that beautiful art.
It's very inspiring, too, to hear the stories that you captured about people, their lives growing up and how they became an artist and how challenging it was and where they are now. And I like that you capture them talking about these pieces that they created maybe in their 20s.
Yes. The whole piece starts, again, I don't want to give up too much, mm-hmm. but yeah, we see that. And yeah, a lot of them, the artists featured in the piece are all different phases of their artistic careers. So some of them are just breaking out. Some of them, started painting in the 60s and were part of the original Chicano art movement, which
yes.
is a movement of resistance. And part of the whole, the Vietnam protests and all the activism that was taking place in the 60s, they were part of that. And so we have, so some of the artists featured have been making art ever since then, so we do show the whole span. And I was saying to one of the artists, Michael Alvarez, after the screening, I really hope that I captured the amount of work, how
mm-hmm.
what the level of dedication it takes to be an artist is profound, I think, and very underestimated. Besides, I hope that was also somehow, revealed in this film.
Yes. Well, when you think about all the roadblocks to becoming an artist, and then you add in if you're Latina or Chicano, and you don't perhaps have the support, of your family, and you're questioning yourself, and you're just, but you know in your heart you want to be an artist. And then you captured those stories so beautifully.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also think, I hope that it shatters some of the stereotypes of artists, Chicano artists, but artists in general, in that many of these artists come from a working class background.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you noticed one of the artists, Jaime Munoz, he spoke about how he, prior to deciding that, committing himself to being an artist, he was working essentially in construction and, working with cement and,
yes.
Contracting. And that's kind of what was expected of him in his family.
Mm-hmm.
But he has this gift. He has this vision. He is an artist. There's no question. And this is what he's, and he was able to leverage some of his techniques that he used, doing construction and doing, kind of more designerly related.
Yes.
Working with spray paint and this and that, through several of them. There's another one, Alfonso Gonzalez, who was a sign painter.
Mm-hmm.
He went all over the country painting billboards, essentially, so hand-painted billboards. And he broke out of that, is now an incredible, and quite accomplished fine artist. So So yeah. It sort of shatters this idea of, you know, the elite nature of art and artists.
Yes. Well, and to me, it also addresses mental health because, you know, people, especially artists, anybody in the creative realm, as you know from what you do, it's so hard to get your work out there and have people embrace it and see the message you're trying to get across. And it's a hard, hard industry. I know Cheech mentioned how difficult it is to be an actor. And being an artist is no different.
That's true. But there's an interesting, there's two sides of that coin. While that's absolutely true, and I identify that with that personally. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, making art and viewing art is so healing.
Yes.
It is so important for, especially for those who are driven to do it, to be able to make art is, it's a lot of work, but at the same time, it's very healing, and it's an outlet, and it's a way of coming to some kind of understanding of the world we live in and all the challenges we face and the beauty of it and the magnificence of it, and at the same time, you know, the chaos of existence and the wildness of it. And then, right, that's another thing about going into museums, and I think people will discover when they go into the Cheech Museum, is how healing it is to interact with art, to look at art, and it reflects you. I think part of the reason is that it does have that resonance of, you know, great art will resonate with you, and you will feel seen, you will feel heard, and you won't feel alone just by virtue of looking at the art and taking time to really take it in and see it.
Yes. Well, and I'll add to that is that here we are post-pandemic, and a lot of people are venturing out, but a lot of people are still affected by what they went through in the pandemic, and it's uncomfortable at times to go out in public and do things, and there are a lot of people that are either introverted or just got so used to staying home. And so having this center of art and culture right there in Riverside is wonderful because it brings people together in conversation and meaning, because art, as you know, is so powerful.
Yes, exactly. And I've even noticed, you know, I think you're absolutely right, that is a way to, a safe way, I guess, to get out and to be rewarded for it by virtue of getting, you know, having this experience of being artist. And it's an adventure. It's a safe adventure, I guess you could say.
Yes. Well, and the other thing about what I love about this experience is that in a time when so many people are glued to their phones, to go into a museum, put your phone down, and just take it all in and study what the artist had done and learn about the art and get inspired and just disconnect from all the technology and connect with all this beautiful art. And when did the center open?
It's open now.
It's open now, but did it open a while ago?
Oh, it opened, I think right before the pandemic, actually, in 2019, I believe, is when it opened. So it's quite new.
Okay, and then it had to close its doors, I'm sure.
Yeah, but interestingly enough, and Cheech talks about this in the piece, it was a huge success when it opened. I mean, thousands of people showed up. They had the most people, and I guess they'd ever had attend an event at that museum. And it also received, you know, a great deal of recognition. And by the way, the art tours, they tour the art. It goes all over the country, which is great because it exposes people to, you know, the Chicano culture and opens hearts and minds, which is always important.
Yes.
So, So what stood out for you most in the film? Let me ask you, what do you love most about it? Do you have any troubles that you had watching it?
No, I love all the stories. And again, the murals in L.A. along the river, how she couldn't end up in museums, and here she was with these massive murals. And her career goes way back. She was saying how, it's Judy Baca, that she was originally, you know, friends, and she said... And then someone else said, I think it was the director of the museum, I can't remember who, but that she's an award-winning, you know, artist. And then you see her work
Yeah, that was Michael Govan, yeah.
Yes, and it's outstanding. But really, there wasn't just one artist. It was story after story. And I feel like the reason there was such a tremendous turnout was because people are yearning for this. They want to see themselves in, you know, represented and capture history and who they are. And that wasn't done. I mean, I could tell from that scene where LACMA didn't have Chicano and Latina artists. And I don't want to give away anything else, but I felt that it was multi-layered of different people, different backgrounds, and it was wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Thank you. It's great to see it through your eyes.
Thank you. Now, I put the trailer up, a link to the trailer on the show blog. Again, that's getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And I want to talk about, I know we have to wrap up soon, but so you've been listening to my conversation with Varda Barkar. She has a documentary, music documentary, Big Voice. She was on my show several years ago. And Fandango at the Wall. You've directed Fox's hit show 9-11. You've just done so many different things. Do you feel changed in some way as a result of this project?
I do, actually. I have been, since Big Voice, I've pretty much been working nonstop. So that was, I started that, I think, in about, it finished in 2015, but started about 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel very grateful and fortunate and privileged to be making films and to have this level of continuity in my filmmaking. And I, first of all, was changed. I was changed by the artist and by Cheech. Cheech has such a gracious, kind, embracing, kind of loving quality. It's very authentic and very real. And his humor shows so much about how, you know, kind of illuminated he is, mm-hmm. that he can find humor in everywhere. And I learned from him this kind of, this ease that he has. And I think that is part of the quality. That's part of what you're feeling in the film,
mm-hmm.
is what he brings to it.
Yes.
Actually, there's an expansiveness to him. And I learned from that. And also the humility of all the artists. They're so accomplished. They're so brilliant.
Yes.
They have such depth of emotion. And yet they all welcomed us into their spaces, into their studios. There was no resistance. They immediately opened up. Michael Govan, you know, we were in his office. You know, he opened it up. I mean, he was just so open and candid.
Yes.
The gallerist. I mean, all these people are supposed to, kind of, you would think would be sort of inaccessible. And you know, at the least would kind of be a little bit uppity or, you know, none of them. No, nothing. They were so real and so down to earth. And that, you know, I learned from that to be that way.
Yes.
They demonstrated to me, they showed me that that is the way to be.
Well, it was wonderful. And I agree, there was no ego, and they just let us into their world and allowed you to capture that.
Yes, which is no small thing.
No, no. And I, by the way, shout out to the editor, Edgar, is it Sardarian?
Yes, he's incredible. He's an amazing editor, yes.
Yeah.
And our director of photography, Matthew Wilder, is brilliant. He also shot the Janicean film, which you'll see. You know, he just got such an eye. And, you know, all the crew, everyone involved did a great job.
Fantastic. So, again, all the information is on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. And where can they find out more about you?
Well, I do have a website, VardaBarkar.com. But the main way to find out about me is to watch my films, Big Voice, mm-hmm. Fandango at the Wall, The Cheech, and then upcoming Janicean Breaking Silence. They all sort of reflect my values and my interests and my passions, even though it might not be apparent on the surface. But yeah, but also my website, of course.
Yeah, and I put a link to the website as well.
Thank you.
You are
Thank
so
you
welcome.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
I have really enjoyed having you on. Congratulations. This is a beautiful film.
Thank you. It was great speaking with you.
You too.
Have a beautiful rest of the day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was my conversation with director Vardabhar Kaur, and if you missed any part of my conversation, it will be up on the show blog as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. And you are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. If you're not familiar with our eclectic mix of shows, you can visit kuci.org. Our socials are KUCI FM, and I'm on every Wednesday at 9. If you want to find out more about me, you can visit the show blog. And if you're interested in being a guest, or if you have an inspiring guest, you can send me an email. I do accept pitches to Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E, at KUCI.org. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.